something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits. Now, you might have heard Angie Drumgool from Ziba Hairdressing on the show last weekend when we were talking all about the latest trends. So we talked about the cuts that people are going to be going for. Colour-wise,
yeah.
Has a lot of damage been done, would you say, people at home trying the box dyes at home?
I actually think, looking around and that as well, there may have been a few people that have put in colours at home that might not have gone right for them. But I feel there's more people waiting for the salons to reopen. You know, nobody's been going anywhere. We haven't particularly had any big events to go to, or if we have, they've been minimalised.
I find a great trick, actually, Angie, for when you're doing your Zoom meetings and you're trying to cover up the route, you just put a pair of glasses on your head there.
Yeah, there's loads of
tips. It's a great tip, yeah.
Scarves are great. You know, like there's some beautiful scarves that you can accessorise your hair with.
Yeah.
I would say like soft braids. If you've got roots, put your hair in a braid. And the contrast of the dark roots coming through with the blonde can look really well. Again, sprays like Moroccan oil. So depending on whether you've got dark hair with grey roots, they've got a dark spray in it, or L'Oreal have great sprays that you can pick up in the chemist even for covering roots. But also if you've got blonde hair that your highlights have grown out a lot, there's a great spray, Moroccan oil. It's a powder white spray that makes your roots look lighter.
The amount of men around the country who thought that they were married to natural blondes and then they realised.
I know. But thank God balayage was in fashion, because when those blondes do grow out and you've got that root shadow, it looks really well. And actually talking about colour, that's a big trend this year, is sort of the block colour and the panel colour at the front. So you see a lot of people with a darker sort of shaded root through the parting area, and then they've got a lovely panel of blonde or pastel pink or something like that running through the front of the hair. So that's going to be a big trend in colour when we come back. We did see it, you know, last year. We've seen it sort of from September to Christmas coming through quite strong, where you've seen a lot of people go for that panel, that block colour in the front. And I do see that being a big trend coming through again.
The only thing, I don't see the point in that, going to the hairdresser and leaving with a root. I kind of think it defeats the purpose, but that's me.
This is kind of more, you get a sort of a strong panel colour at the front, and then your natural colour or a darker colour through the back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of can imagine what you're talking about now, yeah.
Check out on our Instagram, there's some beautiful images of this colouring where you've got a lovely gloss colour, and then you might have like just on your face frame, probably face frame might be a better word to call it. We've got a lovely one with like a soft peach tone going through it, and then we have one that's blonde, but in the front panels you've got like a baby pink tone going through it. Pastels are also a very big colour trend coming into this summer as well, like pastel pinks, aqua greens, all those kind of colours are going to be a big trend as well.
And what's that Instagram so we can have a look?
Oh, if you check out Ziba Instagram, even if you go on to www.ziba.ie, and our Instagram is on that as well also. And there's a lot of tips on it. If you go into our highlights, there's a lot of tips on how to blow dry your hair, what products to use on your hair, and how to just get you through these last few weeks of lockdown until the salons open back up and we can come in and try out all these fabulous new trends that are going to be coming true.
That grey colour that was really in, is that gone now? Are people not doing that anymore?
So that's kind of moved a little bit more towards sort of the smoky hair trend. So we're seeing a little bit more kind of sort of lavendery tones coming through in that now. So that sort of real metallic-y grey and icy kind of colour isn't quite as on trend now. I see it going more towards pastels and softer. And if you are going for that sort of grey look, it's a little bit more lavender tone coming through in it.
And Angie, are there some hair colours that don't take colour well? For example, like can a redhead go blonde, or does it work?
Yes, the redhead can absolutely go blonde and it does work. But what I see now, and I think it's fabulous, is that our redheads are embracing their red hair and they're loving their red hair. Very few redheads are going for blonde highlights anymore. They're actually going to make their hair shinier and healthier. So they're getting a gloss over their red hair to enhance it and make it look maybe even a little more Titian or a little bit more coppery, or, you know, they're adding to that red that they have. And it's so beautiful to see.
The Angela Scanlons of this world have done wonders for redheads,
oh my God,
haven't they? Yeah, gorgeous.
Wonders. And look at her hair. I don't do Angela's hair myself, but looking at her hair, I'm sure she does put lovely glosses and colours over it just to enhance her red hair. But yeah, I would say for the redheads out there, embrace your red hair. And if you want to add to it with glosses that will enhance the tones that's in your hair already.
And just lastly, Angie, it was funny during the week, a million people Googled to find out what age Maura Higgins was, because on her Instagram, she was showing off her grey roots and how she kind of covers them temporarily. And she's 30, and people were going, how is she going grey? People definitely go grey at the age of 30, don't they?
You know, I would find that's genetic usually. You know, if you find that your mom or your dad went grey very young, you could be more inclined to go grey yourself. But people can go grey in their sort of, definitely can start going grey in their 20s and certainly into their 30s, particularly if you've got dark hair. It seems to sort of be people that the darker they are, the quicker they go grey. And it's not that it shows up more. You do just tend to go greyer quicker when your hair is darker. People with lighter coloured hair don't go grey as quick. But yeah, you know, you can definitely go grey at that age. And it's, thank God, because we're definitely not ready to be grey at 30. Thank God there is fabulous colours on the market that we can put in our hair to hide that. But fair play to Maura for, you know, showing it.
She's good normal. On her. Well, we cannot wait for the hairdressers to be back open. I'd say you cannot wait either, just to catch up with people.
Yeah. Do you know what? A lot of our clients have been coming into us. You know, we've had clients coming to us for over 20 years. So there's going to be a lot of excitement about going back. Mm. But we've been doing a lot of work with our team. We've been constantly upskilling for when we reopen that we're going to be on top of all the trends. We've done a collection, as we couldn't do hair and we couldn't do it on live clients. We did it on dolly heads. That's where we've kind of researched all our trends and where we come up with all these lovely sort of panel colouring and colour blocking.
You've done all the practice already. Great catching up. There's Angie Drumgool from Zeba Hairdressing.
And thank you, Trina. Lovely to talk with
you. Cheers. Thanks a million. It's Something for the
Take
Weekend
care.
On Ireland's Classic Hits.